Hey, welcome to the closing without the first 5 minutes without Dimitri, because he was still making his slides. Well, we're going to start with the closing ceremony for the CTF, so take it away.
Thank you very much. As they say, a hacker is never late. He arrives exactly when he intends to. All right, so the CTF, it was a great CTF. It was the busiest CTF we've ever had. With over 150 players, 75 teams, way more wrong submissions than right ones. Somehow that always happens. The easiest challenge was flag. What flag? It was trying to fool the AI into giving you a flag that I explicitly told it to not give you. So apparently that wasn't that hard. The hardest one was trying to get all the old modem stuff to work. And there was one challenge that, it was after that, and almost nobody even got to it, so that one went unsolved, but at the last minute, some people did have a crack at it and get really close. But that means we had the exact right number of challenges. All right, so the prizes we have, you can see them here. And, of course, we have three teams that won those prizes. I hope they're all still here and that they're not asleep now. Third place is Plain Text with over 3,000 points, nearly 4,000. 18 of the 22 challenges solved. Is anyone from Plain Text still here?
No.
Yeah. Then we shall move on to second place. Lost in DevNull with almost 5,000 points and 20 challenges solved. Anyone from Lost in DevNull?
Yeah.
Your official prize certificate. And congratulations. What was your favorite challenge?
Oh, that's a hard one. Me, I do like the mathematical challenges, so for me it was the prime numbers, I guess. I guess multiple people from my team had very different preferences. I guess you had the confusion one?
When I eventually got the idea of how to do confusion, it was really nice. Also, I think the reversing one, Terra Nova, it was quite nice. Yeah. Different things, yeah.
All right, thank you very much, and congratulations again.
I think they want to make an announcement. They want to make a very important announcement, so...
Yeah, well, very important.
Yes.
Yeah, we do want to donate the prize money to Ukraine, to the aid to Ukraine.
Thank you, thank you. And that, of course, leaves us with just one more team, first place. With exactly 100 points more, because they did the teaser challenge.
Wow.
Team Leuke Teamnaam. Congratulations on your first prize, and give it up, everyone. Anything you want to say? Your favorite challenge, least favorite challenge, maybe?
So we did have a blast with all the modem stuff. It really made us frustrated. but that's how you learn, and we really love that because we had never worked with that kind of stuff before, so we really, really enjoyed that. We will also be donating our prize money to aid to Ukraine.
Woo!
And we want to thank you for creating a very nice CTF. We think it's your best one yet, so we're looking forward to next year.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I have one last slide for people who I want to thank. Of course, it wasn't just me building it. We had a whole team of people. We started way back in August of last year, so it's been quite an effort. People helping build the challenge, write the story, and of course, just all the support stuff that it needs, all the support we get from Dimitri and Hacker Hotel and all of our their stuff. And one special guy, Berends, who I didn't even know, and I just reached out to some hackerspaces, hey, does anyone have some stuff that I can make paper punch tapes, because that was one of the challenges. So he helped me with that. And last but certainly not least, everyone who came to play. Like I said, we had more people than ever, and that really makes it really cool for us to do and really worthwhile. And genuinely heartwarming to see how everyone cooperates and just comes together and has a great time and learns from each other. That's what CTF is really all about. So thank you very much, and a round of applause to everyone who played.
And please give it up for the guys. Please give it up for Reis and also Dennis and Arvi and all the people at NFIR that made this possible. And yeah, really thanks, man. This was the best ever. And very cool. Impressive. Do a quick swap over. There's lots of technical people in the room, so what can go wrong? I was just finishing my slides, so I keep it very briefly. Let me see. Yes.
There you go.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, I will keep it very short, as you will be very tired. Thank you so much. What a party! Thank you, really, really thank you all, and so many new faces. As I said, from Christmas onwards, I saw the orders coming in with all new names, so that's very important to have refresh of the visitors. I really liked we had some new sponsors. They were very enthusiastic. Some approached me during the event that they want to sponsor again, so we must be doing something right. So thank you so much for the new sponsors that want to sponsor us again, and also Access42 have already announced they want to be the main sponsor again for 2026. So thank you so much. In the talk, for the people that went to the Dutch talk about the crime case, the court case against this hacker, terrorist person that was sending his regards from Dubai. That was the first time people saw me in suits, so here it is again if you missed it. My previous suit was 24 kilos ago, I said, so I needed a new one. Yeah, sleep. I'm one of the lucky people that has have a CPAP machine for my sleep apnea, but it gives you very nice details. This is the first night. I will get back to that in a second. This is last night. And something very interesting, I have to go to back and then forward. This is my average during the month of my HAIs. That is the breathing stops you have in your sleep, so 2.3 per hour. So every night my breathing stops are 16 times, which is really good, because when I don't use the machine it's 20 times per hour, so it's 160 times. And then, yeah, that's not very good for your heart muscle. But what I found out is that the first evening it dropped to 0.7. I drank 4 Baileys. So it relaxes your muscle. Last night, there was like, I don't know how many whiskey shots, 5 Baileys, but those were the, yeah, as they call it, the Kos Dimi special. That's the double one. And then it's too high, so there's a sweet spot between 3 and a lot. So yeah, but I beat my record, because last time I slept 21 hours, and now it's lower than 18 or something total from Thursday, so I will sleep very well tonight. Thank you so much for the main sponsors. I will go through them and thank them all. And then in the end, I have some important announcements. So thank you so much for Access42 for being the main sponsor again, for coming back next year. Thank you so much. Zaito, for the people that don't know what it means. Sorry, the partying also ruins your throat a bit. Zaito means is a Brazilian word, Portuguese word, Brazilian, help, Brazilian word. And it means that for everything there's a solution. And Frank, as I told you in the beginning, one of the guys that helped me with the pre-ticks, pre-talks, website stuff, he always finds a solution. So really cool. Thank you so much, Frank Ayan. R2, Roy, Roy and Dennis, sponsoring the barbecue, their barbecue sponsor again. There are some ideas for next year, so we have to talk with some sponsors and really big plans. I hope the chief cook will help us with that. Really cool plans, but again, give it up for R2 into the script. This one, Brenno just left. He had to go home. He sponsored the book you all got. If you don't have the book, come see one of the staff. We'll get you one. Anovum, Misha's company, they put a shitload of time in the game we played during this weekend, Operation Checkmate. Misha was also helped by his partner, Maaike. They put, and there was, of course, a real judge, and there was a real prosecutor, there was a real police officer, and they put so many time in this. We started in Brenno's kitchen. We got great food, by the way. He's a perfect cook, as I said before. It was great. It was really worthwhile for the event, just like the NFIR. CTF, it added to the game. 31 people played it. A lot of people were present in the court case, so thank you so much for both Brenno and Mike and Misha from Anovum. Yeah, then my good friend Jelle and his teams, both Lemon Shark and Cyber Seals, doubling sponsoring, going up a level and winning the prize, and then saying, you know what, we don't give it to one person in the team from the pub quiz. We just take the shoes and we put them in our office so we can watch it every day, and it gives us good feedback and feel good about the event. So yeah, that was really cool. So thank you so much, Jelle from Cyber Seals and Lemon Shark and the teams. And also Rick, of course, thank you so much. And Erik from Zolder and for sponsoring again, and also went up so a level. So that's really, really appreciated. So give it up for Zolder. Yeah, well, as I said, it helps you sleep well. It was very awesome. There were so many whiskeys. I like the red bottle. What was that? No, the fire whiskey. Tennessee fire whiskey with cinnamon in it. Really cool. But again, it was the 10th anniversary, so they brought whiskey. They brought cheese that they smoked. They brought chocolate fudge. They brought ham, a real ham. It was amazing, and they really went out of the way to make it really awesome again. So give it up for Red Team Security. NFIR, great prizes. I really, really appreciate the winning teams donating the money. That's a recurring theme, seems. This weekend, aid to Ukraine, Pascal. So thanks so much for organizing this. I want to also give a special thanks to Arjan from Event Infra and the rest of the people of Event Infra to make special infrastructure that probably really waterproof so that you can't get out of that. And it's really cool. And he always manages, and in cooperation with NFR, to deliver the network in that room. So also big thanks to Arjan, but also to NFIR. Then also a long-time sponsor, Schubert Villis. Amazing prizes also for the pub quiz. I mean, a small mini PC, a drone, a race car. Really nice prizes. We never had so many prizes for the pub quiz. Thanks so much for Schubert for sponsoring those prizes. And a big hand for Crystal for organizing it, putting all the time in making those hard, silly, funny questions. And so thank you so much, Crystal, as well for doing that. Yeah, then one or two you can discuss about that. Sponsors, but first, Onyx Cybersecurity in my hometown of Amersfoort. I'm really proud. Thank you so much, Dirk and Caroline and team, and also Tirza for being in contact with Chantal and myself to arrange this all. A new sponsor, and yeah, hopefully we see you again next year, as I was talking about with Dirk. I hope it, and would be really, really cool. So give it up for Onyx Cybersecurity. Nico, the Dutch Ocean guy, no workshop this year. He had to leave for training he had to give somewhere else in the world. But he said, I will sponsor you. It's really cool, cool event. So we just came in Friday, left Saturday. And yeah, it's amazing. So thanks, Nico, and give it up for the Dutch Ocean guy. Long-time sponsor, Stegen Electronics, Michael. Very, very, thank you very much for being a long-time sponsor, always sponsoring the badge. It's really appreciated always by the badge teams. I speak in multiples at the PIMR badge team. They really appreciate all your sponsoring and yeah, making it possible to sponsor a great part of the badge. Thank you so much, Stegen Electronics. Yeah, as I said in the beginning, it used to be Ordina, now it's Sopra Steria. Very smooth dealing with them this year. It went really fast, and that's much appreciated. So give it up for Sopra Steria. You saw the IR2 security logo in the front. It's of my mate Roy, but he also owns the company Cognect IT. And he's so generous that he says, I will sponsor for my own company, also as bronze sponsor. So really, really, thank you so much. Oranje IT. I'm chairman of BIT there, but I'm a member at Pixel Bar because I really like the space. And there's one amazing guy there, Tukje, and he works at Oranje IT, and his boss just sponsors us. He said, if you like it, here you go. So thanks, Mark van der Kaa from Oranje IT, but especially also Michel for bringing me in contact. And every year, yeah, coming back, it's great. Then a very new one, but much appreciated last year. And now again, this year, from my mate Rob, who helped me so terrific this year. He's working there, and he had to push a lot of buttons, but he made it work. And it's really, really much appreciated. So thank you, Rob, for having us, having Batenburg as a sponsor. Misha, OpenBSD, already there from the beginning. For the guys that don't know him, he was one of the three organizers of HAR 2009. So he knows his stuff. He's been around. And when I started this, he just jumped aboard, and he was there from the beginning. And every year he's coming back. So thank you so much, Misha, for sponsoring through OpenBSD Amsterdam. I can just scratch the name. It makes it easy. I'm tired. And just replace Misha for Elger. He's also there from the beginning. And thank you so much for helping me first with talks and stuff. And now through the Internet Cleanup Foundation. Very important work. Thank you for the nice book you, Johan, and Wouter gave me. Signed, I must say. I want all the books that I get signed, so thank you so much. Give it up for the Internet Cleanup Foundation. I promise you we're almost there, but I really think this is important. This year, and more than ever, it was really important to have all those sponsors. Wortel is a company founded by one of my old Fortis Bank colleagues, Maarten Goed. And I just contacted him. It's like, it's crazy, you do all kinds of stuff, security stuff as well. I never saw you. It was very easy to set up. We had a great great talk, and with in no time, bronze sponsoring for the pub quiz. So thank you. Give it up for Wortel. Freedom Internet, they swapped the management. Anko stepped back for a little while, and then Randall stepped in. And immediately he came in contact. It's really cool. And I only spoke to him through the Angry Nerds, and it was no problem. And they sponsored us as well. So thanks to Randall Pelen and all the people at Freedom Internet. Sophos, through Ronnie Tijink, who is their employee in the Netherlands. He brought me in contact. He always helps me getting the silver sponsoring. So much, much appreciated. And yeah, this is also one of the sponsors that pays a little more than the normal bronze sponsorship. So it really helps. So thank you, Ronnie, and thanks all the people at Sophos. This is also funny. Yeah, I was talking about the generosity of Roy, and then in his friends, in his group of friends, we're just sitting at the bar, and then somebody stepped up and he said, "Hey, send me your bill. I will sponsor you." The generosity was stunning. I was quite surprised. So please give it up for Videolink. And then within that same group, there's also a person. He's not mentioned here. So talking about generous, I'll sponsor you. I don't have to be on this banner, so I'll leave him anonymous. But he knows who he is. So give it up for somebody that's just sponsoring bronze. It's much, much appreciated. And then I told you about Rob helping me, the other guy helping me. You all know him, Frank. He is also in Jaito, but is also CTO of LeafCloud. He brought his whole team. The guys came on a bakfiets, transport bike, electric one, but I think it's still quite an accomplishment. They drove it from Amsterdam to here to bring the banners and stuff you see around here. So, yeah, LeafCloud, look them up. They do very cool stuff with servers that use heat, and they store them in old pensioners' houses and use the heat from the servers to heat the showers and stuff. Very innovative company. So thank you so much, LeafCloud, for being so generous. I already thanked Arjan of Event Infra, but there's a whole team behind it. It's a volunteer-driven foundation. If you need stuff for your event, you can contact them. They loan you equipment. They bring their volunteers to install it. They do this event, but they also do CCC. So from here to 16,000 people, it doesn't matter. They bring the stuff. They have the stuff. It's kindly donated often by companies. So if you're in a company, you have some access points, just think about Event Infra. Donate your stuff, because that keeps the community going. And I really, really want a very loud applause for Event Infra for making this possible. And then next, you wouldn't be hearing me, you wouldn't be seeing me, if it wasn't for Spiker Sound, who delivered all the audio stuff this year, the big screens. So thank you so much, Albert, and also Dennis for arranging this. And give it up for Spiker Sound. Yeah, the strange one. Years ago, he said, I want to have the sauna. Yeah, but it costs money. Turn it on, I pay it. And then, you know what, turn it on and leave it on for everyone to do it, and I'll pay the bill. Well, that's if you talk about generosity. Thank you, Mendel. Thank you, Lord Buck Blue, for sponsoring the sauna. Yeah, and now we're almost there. But Edwin van Ander was so kind to sponsor the bar again. Give it a funny name. Have the spray the cyber. Maybe you saw the exploding hand spray. It's really awesome. Thank you again for supporting me. So give it up for Spray Cyber. If you want a sponsor, you can always send an email. It doesn't come to me anymore. It comes to the whole team. It's really cool. And we will talk about it. And we'll get back to you much sooner probably than when I was doing it all by myself. So thank you for Chantal and Rob and Paul and Frank for helping me out this year. It's amazing. Thank you so much. I love you. If you want to come next year, you basically don't have to do anything. The room or bungalow owner, our contact person, if you work for a company, it's often the boss. If you are in a group of friends, it's the one with the biggest mouth. these get an email, probably Q2. We need to process this and get your evaluations. We want to review this edition. Maybe we can make it even better. Every year when I think it can't get better, it's magically does. I mean, then Pereno steps up, the CTF gets 150 participants, I don't know. So it's still going well, we're still in the upslope, so please be joining us. You get a mail, but probably, this is a bit typo very quick, but we try to do it as fast as possible, but no later than the 1st of July. Sorry. Okay. Okay, I get some tired. First time. Okay, tired. Yeah, a bit, bit. Yeah, but this is the first one. I was like, okay, okay. But yeah, we will send you an email. Probably we do it as like do it. Sorry. Probably we do it like last year. You have like 1 month to reply. So you book your stuff within that 1 month. If you don't want to use it, also fine. Gives room for new people, as it does this year. But I have some feeling that next year I probably get the same remarks again. But you are all very cool and, yeah, the best actors actually in this business. So I wouldn't mind seeing you all back next year. But it's up to you. There is a waiting list in place. There are some people that says, this guy is really snoring. Earplugs don't work. So you can have a waiting list. You can send an email again to this email address. Then you get in the waiting list. There are some people in front of you already, but mind you, we placed 40 people of the waiting list or groups or parties this year into rooms, into bungalows. So I'm not saying it's impossible. So, as I said, we had a donation was a kind of running theme. Pascal did her your fundraising, and I'm really proud to announce that during Hacker Hotel and the event day she went in together, she already raised 500 euros. So you guys, you are awesome. She also sells these very cool shoelaces. And it says, opgeven is geen option. Giving up is not an option. And I totally agree. So thank you. And now, yes, it's open. Yeah. Not for next year, but for this year. But there is a lot of people that say, oh, I want a cool hoodie. I saw those bomber jacks. I wasn't sure if it was really cool. The people that look the cat out of the tree, as we say in Dutch. So it's no problem. We thought of you. The webshop is now open. I will give you a quick course on how to order stuff. If you're quick, you can just go to the Hacker Hotel website and you can follow me. The embroidered items like the bomber jack, towel, the bathrobe. Those need a 10 minimum. We had some people that said to Frank, who's unfortunately not here because he has some personal circumstances and had to leave. He said minimum 10, but I had like 20 people asking for bomber jackets. I want those bathrobes and towels and stuff. So what we'll do, we'll take your order. If you for some reason don't make it, and everybody was bragging and saying that they want it and they don't do it, we will give you a partial refund. If we order 3 items and 1 can we not make, we put it back. But I trust in you guys, so probably that's not necessary. And the bomber jackets are already 5 orders or something, so only 5 more and we make them. So here we go. So if you all open the browser and you want to go along, you have to fill in your address in the order. We will send it, or either Hacker, how do you call it? Eigen Label will send it to you, unless your street is Hacker Street. When you order those tickets, it's a QR code. We don't care. You can fill in Hacker Street. I know you're privacy-minded people. But now it's important for once to agree to have us send your stuff. And Brenno's not here. It's called the Verwerkersovereenkomst or something in the AP and stuff, all the laws. But yeah, we promise you we will just send it to him and he uses it to put your stuff in a box, label it, send it out. We wait 1 month and if we don't have complaints or whatever, it's deleted. So you get no spam, I promise you. But in this time, it's very important. If you fill in something bogus, I probably will donate your stuff to Ukraine. So please help me. No, it's very needed, all the stuff. So here we go, very quick. When you go to the webshop, there's a merge button. You press the merge button. You see this. You press select. It's getting a check mark. You go all the way down. There's a lot of stuff in between. For some reason, it's not gone, but there's all the bungalows and stuff. You cannot order them. Go down, go down, go down. Press add to cart. Then you see this, and then you have half an hour to order the stuff. So you press continue. And then you see, if you scroll down again, a long time scroll, so scroll, you see all the items, starts with the hoodie, and then it has the t-shirt, it has the bomber jack, it has all the stuff. So you can order all the stuff, you follow all the steps, to there, you pay, and then we close the shop, I think end of March, and then so on the 1st of April, and it's not a joke, I will send the list, or we will send the list, because there's people helping me, and way better than that.
We sent the list to Eigenlabel, so then probably it's getting created. It takes a few weeks, so probably end of April you will get all your stuff, so you can brag the rest of the year. That's still 8.5 months or something, with our hoodies. And yeah, I hope Frank Breedijk, of course, wears them again on television. So yeah, it's really cool. So that's how it works. And I'm almost finished, so I promise I won't keep you long. There's only 2 slides left. We need help. You sit all on the chairs. The chairs I rented because the hotel doesn't have enough chairs. So the group is really good. It's really big. Thank you so much. All the chairs with the rounded arches, those are rental chairs. They were in blue and black. And the only thing we ask, if you can, if you're able to lift it, to lift your own chair, bring it down the stairs and make stacks of 10 high. Blue at blue, black at black. That's the only thing we ask from you. It's not a hard task. With all of us together, probably get it fixed in 15 minutes. And then the cool people of AV can start tearing this down. Because, yeah, we want to have dinner tonight together, hopefully. So if you all help us, it would be really cool and really shows community. And, yeah, if you work together, that you can make it work. So thank you so much. I'm almost there. Only one thing to say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.